33 years later, I rode my Chevy Pony in Kamloops. From the highway, I saw the monster. My God, the monster is still alive. I hesitated. I wanted to drive on, but something told me to stop. I parked in front of the residence school in front of the monster. The monster saw me, and it stared at me. The monster saw me, and I stared back. We both never said anything for a long, long time. Finally, with a lump in my throat, I said, "Monster, I forgive you." The monster broke into tears. The monster cried and cried. His huge shoulders shook. He motioned me to come forward. He asked me to sit on his lap. He stares. The monster spoke, "You know, I didn't like my government father, and I didn't like my Catholic Church mother. I'm glad the native people adopted me, and they took me as one of their own. They fixed me up, repaired my mouth of double doors, washed my window eyes with cedar and fir boughs. They cleansed me with sage and sweet grass. Now my good spirit lives. The native people let me stay on their land. They could have burnt me, you know. Instead, they let me live so the people can come here to school, restore and learn about their culture." The monster said, "I'm glad the native people gave me another chance. I'm glad, Dennis, you gave me another chance." The monster smiled. I stood up. I told the monster I must go. Ahead of me is my life. My people are waiting for me. I was at the door of my Chevy Pony, and the monster spoke, "Hey, you forgot something." I turned around, and I saw a ghost child running down the cement steps. It ran towards me, and it entered my body. And I looked over to the monster, and I was surprised. I wasn't looking at the monster anymore. I was looking at an old school. In my heart, I thought, "This is where I earned my diploma of survival." I was looking at an old residential school who became my elder of my memories. I was looking at a tall building with four stories. Stories of hope, stories of dreams, stories of renewal, and stories of tomorrow.
Yeah, bro.